BBC News with Eileen McHugh. There's been strong criticism of Kenya's Electoral Commission after the Supreme Court declared the results of last month's presidential election null and void. The opposition leader, Raila Odinga, said it was clear the entire commission was rotten. The court said fresh elections should be held within 60 days. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives has urged President Trump not to rescind a program that protects young undocumented migrants from deportation. Republican Paul Ryan said Mr. Trump should let Congress fix the program, which provides temporary residency for children brought to the US illegally. Chancellor Merkel has said Germany may have to rethink its relations with Turkey after two more German citizens were detained there for what Berlin described as political reasons. She said the detentions called for a decisive reaction. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which are battling the Islamic State group in its stronghold of Raqqa, say they've captured the last district in its historical quarter. However, monitors have not been able to confirm the claim. European football's governing body UEFA has put the French club Paris Saint-Germain under formal investigation in connection with the signing of Neymar from Barcelona for a world record $260 million. UEFA said the investigation would focus on the requirement to broadly break even. An X-ray machine that's one of the most powerful ever made has been switched on in the German city of Hamburg. Costing more than $1 billion, it'll be used to make fundamental discoveries about the nature of matter at the atomic level. And the former leader of the Roman Catholic Church in England and Wales, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, has died at the age of 85. The Cardinal crossed swords with the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair over the use of condoms as a defence against AIDS, saying they help spread the disease. BBC News.